Mr. President, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Jason.
The Jason Rantz Show is available whenever you are.
I don't know what's going on with Seattle.
Seattle-based talk show host Jason Rantz is our man on the ground in the Pacific Northwest.
Thank you, Tucker.
Joining me on the line, Dana Perino. Welcome back to the show.
We love you, Jason.
And you continue to be a voice of bravery out there.
I will do my best. It's not always easy.
Text Rantz to 800-465-8770 to find the podcast. The Interview.
Obviously, when you fire a whole bunch of employees from an agency, you're going to suffer some consequences. And unfortunately, the Department of Corrections might be the agency that suffers some very significant consequences, losing hundreds of staff to the COVID vaccine mandate. Joining me on the line to discuss is State Senator Keith Wagner, Republican from the 37th Legislative District. Welcome back to the show. How bad do you see these numbers sort of foreshadowing problems with the DOC?
Yeah, Jason, thanks for having me. They're very bad, and they were bad before we even started with this idea that people had to be vaccinated or they're going to be thrown out of their careers. So depending on how you rack and stack the agencies, right now I understand Department of Transportation is leading in bad news with about 460 gone already. But Department of Corrections has already lost about 430 with the potential to lose another 1,000.
Do you get the sense that this is intentional specifically with the DOC? We certainly heard the plan from the governor to release more prisoners. They're doing it in Monroe, for example. They're closing down certain beds. There seems to be at least a move to incarcerate less.
Yeah, and I think it is certainly intentional because the outcomes of some of these recent legislative moves and recent policies of Department of Corrections under Governor Inslee are entirely predictable. So the legislature underfunded our prisons by $90 million. And then, I mean, that was something we knew going in. When the last budget came out, the other side of the aisle intentionally underfunded it by $90 million. So they, A, weren't hiring empty positions, and B, weren't looking for new people. And now we've got this mandate by the governor that's going to let potentially over 1,000 folks go. And the outcome has already been bad for both the corrections personnel and the people who are in there.
Explain that a little bit more, because people don't seem to be connecting the dots that when you have a smaller staff in a prison, everyone actually suffers.
Absolutely. Everyone suffers. And so I was at a meeting probably about 3 weeks ago with Department of Corrections that included the families of the incarcerated, an organization called FODI. Even then, before the governor's new directive, they were so understaffed that the families were complaining about their loved ones' inability to get training programs like drug and alcohol classes, inability to get behavioral health appointments, inability, some simple things like not being able to get to the gym and work out, not being able to make phone calls home. And we know all of those things benefit people and improve the outcomes of incarceration. They're not happening now, and it's just going to get worse.
What's the answer? What's the solution?
Well, under the current environment, I think we're going to see a lot of pain right now. I mean, the solutions are simple. You don't fire people, professional people, who are doing a great job in a critical field in the middle of a pandemic when you already are undermanned.
Well, so they've already done that part.
The governor should reverse that.
Yeah, I mean, he should. You and I both know he's not going to. But at the end of the day, is the only way to truly fix this is either legislatively or something, frankly, horrific has to happen where the public then pushes back so hard that it gives Inslee no choice?
Right. Well, I'm afraid it's the latter. Because legislatively, we had a chance to fix this in the last session. Nobody had the stomach for it, and our side of the aisle doesn't have the votes for it. So we saw things go in there like the new graduated reentry program, which sounds lovely and nice, but what it really does is it lets people out before they've served their time, and also lets them out before they've been properly rehabilitated. So I'm afraid that something bad is going to happen, because you just can't keep piling straw on the camel's back and expect that it's not going to break at some point.
It's disturbing, but again, elections have consequences. We can complain about this all we want, but something would be much different had there been some power in the hands of the Republican Party. So guys, make sure you keep that in mind, as we're not even into the midterms yet, but you guys have ballots in hand right now, and the results of a school board election, a mayor's race, a council race, that actually can create momentum where we can take this into 2022 and then win back the House and the Senate, and then ultimately we'll win back the governor's mansion. State Senator Keith Wagner, thank you so much for stopping by. Really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Jason. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now this.